I thank you all for coming. Indiana has entered on a building boom, the like of which we may not have seen before. First of all, through the major moves transaction, we will quadruple the amount of new road building and other transportation infrastructure, $12 billion of growth over the next 10 years, at least 10 consecutive years of record-breaking transportation construction. In addition, we have revamped the economic development engine of the state, and I think you know the results of that. Ethanol plants springing up left and right, the Honda and Toyota and Rolls-Royce and BP on the northwest corner, not to mention other important public projects, the Geary Airport, the stadium, the convention center. There has never been a better time, a more opportune time for young people in particular to enter all the occupations related to building things. We're going to build an awful lot of things in Indiana these next few years. And we want every young person to be aware of these opportunities for good-paying, proud careers, and in particular our minority young people who need to share fully in these opportunities. And so with the help of people like Glenn Howard, who helped make many of these opportunities possible, we have devised a program called Major Opportunities. We're asking the providers of training, we're asking Ivy Tech, we're asking the building trades, we're asking the all the companies involved in construction to help us connect with young people for whom this might be the ideal career and the ideal set of skills to have for a better life. And also, I want to make this point. Our administration is all about results. And this program, slightly different from some in the past, it is very much built to reward results, meaning those programs who find candidates, train them, place them in a job which they then succeed in keeping are the programs who will be the most fully compensated. We have to get this right this time. We did not do all this, go through all this work and trouble to create jobs for people from any other state but Indiana.
Governor, the program seems to be weighted a lot for Indianapolis and Gary. Can you explain that, how the dollars were chosen, where they were funneled to?
Well, I'll ask Ron to fill in any details, but actually we'll be in Fort Wayne Monday. I was also in South Bend, so there are it is mainly oriented to the places where the volume of dollars and jobs is likely to be the greatest. Major Moves, for example, is going to bring close to $1.5 billion simply of transportation work to the Northwest. The BP project announced a week or two ago is the largest single construction project, I think, in memory in Indiana. It's going to require 2,500 construction jobs. It's bigger than the Stadium Convention Center, for example. So quite naturally, we've made an emphasis there. And also because, again, in this new set of opportunities, we really want to make sure that minority young people participate fully. And there are more candidates in the populations in these four or five large cities. I don't usually do that good a job of explaining myself.
I got no question.
Will people who complete the pre-apprenticeship program, will they be able to go out and get a job immediately, or will they have to complete additional training as well?
I think by the nature of pre-apprenticeship, it means that that they will then enter an apprenticeship program and begin to acquire the skills. And these are highly technical skills that they'll need, often requiring years to perfect. But one thing I've learned is that some of our young people, and especially minority young people, have gotten stopped at the starting line. They weren't ready, maybe in basic reading and math and other work skills, for apprenticeship. And so Major Opportunities means to find a way to try to include those people, too.
I'll say, too, the governor's asked the Department of Workforce Development to work with the Indiana Department of Transportation and Tom Sharp so that some of the individuals coming through this program will actually be able to be recruited by the Department of Transportation for 300 jobs across the state for construction.
Yeah, I should have mentioned state government itself, again, because of the record-breaking road and transportation investments we'll be making, we'll need hundreds of workers all by itself, not to mention the contracting community and the trades and others.
Can you say something?
Jump in.
Thank you, Governor. The governor's been on the move, and I can't hardly catch him. And I asked him, I said, how you do that? He said, I just got to keep doing it. I think it's wonderful. I joined the governor because I think it's time that things change in the city and in the state. And the governor said, are you sure? I said, I'm sure, because I'm still taking lumps, but that's okay. Glenn, you sold out. I sold out to what? I sold out to jobs. I had to convince a lot of people.
You want to compare lumps?
No.
I think we got the same number.
But I convinced a lot of people in Gary to get on board. And they got on board, and I got called from the mayor from Gary, and you did a good job, Glenn. And I had to really stay with Earlene, because Earlene said, I'm getting all this pressure. I don't worry about it. Just do it. Last week, she grabbed me and said, Glenn, it's the best thing we've ever done. I said, well, go tell the governor. He want to hear it. Then she said, well, thanks, and we're going to keep on doing a good job in Gary. Now, that's good. And we're going to get started here, we hope. I met with some union people yesterday. I talked to the governor about it. We got to talk about that. But Indianapolis is a big place. Man, there's going to be a lot of jobs here. And I think working with the school system, I see why Dr. White is putting the trades back in the schools now. That's going to help tremendously. And I don't know where they're going to get the money, governor, but we got to keep the reason. The reason I'm saying this is because I'm sick and tired of the jails being filled. And if you put one person in jail, that's a lot of money. That individual could come out and get a good job, and wouldn't have to do that. We're killing the whole thing by not training and getting them off the streets. Robbery has moved up in the city of Indianapolis. Young men running around with guns. We can take and make it positive so they can get a good job, a good life, and that's really not studying. Of course, I've been getting lumps. I'm still getting lumps, but I think I'm a big boy now. I can take it on myself. And I'm standing here with the governor. I said, well, the governor asked me, and I'm going to do it. And I've been meeting with young union people. They said, good. That's the right thing to do, Glenn, about jobs. I even see the governor when he's going to put a new plan in. So I immediately got a little ask, governor, don't forget, if it's 50 miles, let me know. I can start working on it with the people that live in the other part of the state of Indiana. He said, good, Glenn, we'll talk about it. So I'm trying to stay on board to keep young people out of jail, get them a good job, and get a nice family life. That's what I'm about. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn. Anything else?
And let me say something about Mrs. Stivers. Every time something comes good, he said, Glenn, I got to talk to you. I said, well, come on now, let's talk. You know, when you got to talk, I want to hear what he got to say, and I want to support him and the governor. And, of course, I had some people tell me, have you turned politics? I said, I ain't thought about politics. I'm thinking about jobs. That's what I'm thinking about.
So you're going to announce you're a Republican today? Is that right?
No. I'm an independent.
Well, you're an independent thinking, you always were. Anything else?
Governor, on a different subject, there's been some issues on the northern part of the toll road in my area where the new company has put up these barrels, and now for an emergency vehicle to get through, they literally have to get out and move them while on a busy street. Have you had any contact about that situation?
No, I'm sorry, I hadn't heard about it.
Governor, do you have any thoughts on the Pacers getting arrested this morning? What kind of example does that set for young people?
I don't know the facts, and I think it'd be wrong to comment until I heard them. I just heard one little fragment on radio, and I just hope everybody's okay.
Governor, Representative Crooks and Representative Van Hampton today are announcing that they intend to introduce legislation that will repeal the requirement that there not be a toll on Interstate 69 between Martinsville and Indianapolis. And also, in conjunction with that, Representative Crooks is saying that he wants to repeal the legal authority to do a P3 on Interstate 69 and instead have it be a state-funded project. And they said that they're going to introduce this legislation in their 7 million reaction.
Well, I will give it a fair look, but, you know, first of all, the only reason there's any money for I-69 is because of the measure that they did everything they could to stop. They were against tolls when I said I thought some might be necessary to finish the road. Now they seem to have a different point of view. I hope this is not just in a long, long pattern of politicians posturing while a road we need is delayed and delayed and delayed. And we'll look at anybody's idea, but I guess my first question is, where were they when we needed them, when the I-69 project needed them? And they were AWOL.
Ron, can we talk about your new job?
I'll answer that. No, he's not in it yet. He's still finding jobs for people.
Governor, Democrats yesterday were talking about paperwork that the state allegedly put out in terms of putting the South Shore up for sale. What is your response to that, and should the state have to prove it? And furthermore, can you prove it did put it up for sale?
I'm boggled by such a... All right. One, never heard of any such idea till I read it in the newspaper. Two, I have no interest in doing it. Three, I have no power to do it if somebody was interested. The state subsidizes the South Shore, but doesn't own it. Now, four, this is just another in a long list now of distortions and falsehoods that seem to center around transportation in that part of the state. Don't know where these things get started. Don't know what to say except another bogus rumor. Thank you very much. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, on a completely unrelated topic, the Department of Natural Resources announced that they're going to have a meeting next week down in Davies County regarding some exploratory coal mining that took place at the Glendale Fish and Wildlife
right.
Area.
I'm more.
And I just wonder, are there any plans to do any additional exploratory coal mining in any other state wildlife area? And do you have any thoughts on whether wildlife area should be used for that sort of extraction?
Well, there are no other such place that I'm aware of. I'm aware that they did some looking there. And I think, you know, local preferences ought to probably govern in this case. If it turns out that a small corner of that can be used for a while, then reclaimed, and as a result, a much larger area created through the purchase of more public lands, that might be a good deal. But we don't know enough to know that, and in the end, I think the voices of people down there ought to weigh heavily in any decision.
Governor, in the wake of your announcement yesterday, Newcastle Prison taking in some prisoners from California. Are there any other opportunities like that in the prison system that you're looking at?
No, not I'm aware of. Newcastle was an unusual opportunity in that it, you know, was sitting there empty, and we, at this point, only had filled it partially. So it looked like I think it was a unique opportunity. Put 200 people to work, get them trained now for the day we will need them, which is not far off. Get paid millions of dollars in the meantime. Just good business. I wish I knew of a couple more like that, but as of now, I don't. Margo?
¿Qué significa este programa en general para la comunidad?
Este programa, en mi opinión, es importante a todo el estado, pero especialmente para los ciudadanos latinos y African American. Y es muy importante decir a toda la comunidad, vengan y tomen esta oportunidad única.
Governor, can you speak about the process when you refer to this program, the process so that it's not confusing for agencies that refer to work one, because often
Yeah, Ron, you want to speak to this? It's certainly been true that sometimes there've been more red tape and approval layers and so forth than made sense.
Sure, I'd say first, enrollment is now open, and the first step, at least here in Central Indiana, for an interested candidate to take is to come here, visit the Work One, sign up for the program. Take a work keys assessment to see if their skills, assess their skill level, see if they're a good candidate for the program. If they are, they'll go directly into the program. Some may test out, and they may be a good candidate for a job immediately or for an apprenticeship program immediately. But it'll be a very streamlined, efficient process.
Can you expand on the skills that they're going to get specifically as part of this program?
Sure. Both hard skills and soft skills, again, these are not easy jobs. and they require some sophisticated training, some post-secondary skills. So problem solving, math, reading comprehension, in addition to soft skills in terms of work ethic, showing up to work every day on time, will also be emphasized in the training.
Senator Howard mentioned being available to try to help keep young men out of prison. Is this program also available to ex-offenders?
The answer is yes, it would be. There's no prohibition on that. Ultimately, of course, an employer has to make the decision to hire one person or another. And so let's be honest, it's a taller mountain to climb for somebody who's already stumbled once in life. But we're very conscious of the need to try to help those who have stumbled, and which we all do in one way or another. And I hope that this program will, at least in some cases, find its way to them.
Let me share this with you, that the higher judge of the courts, we're having our summer meetings pretty soon, and we're going to encourage businesses, young men and young women who've been in prison 25, 20 years, something like that. We want to help them get out and get them in the workplace. They're doing it in New York. They're doing it all across the nation. If you commit a crime, like these crimes, you're almost in there for life. Well, that's going to take all your dollars away to keep that young individual. It costs $25,000 now to house one person. This is like $25,000. It might be hard. People have been there 20 years. So up on the West Coast, we're going to take it from what they do in the West Coast. I hope the governor don't mind about that. We're going to find out what they're doing up there, try to come back down. Now, Chief Shepherd said that he thinks it's going to be a good program. Representative Crawford did. They all looked at it. So we're going to have some ministers come too and kind of help the young men to come get on the way, or young women. So, you know, we lose money, the governor, every time we keep one of them in there that should be out. And that's about $25,000 to house one person. That's the statistic we had a year ago. So you just want to think where your tax money goes, because I get cursed out every week. Where the money at? The money's in the prison. That's where it is. So we got to get them out and get them in the workforce.
I want to thank everybody once again for coming. I want to thank particularly all the people who have come together. I mean, from every sector, the leaders of faith-based organizations who are here, obviously the providers, those who will provide the training, the union, the non-union, the contractors of every description. This is something we ought to all be able to come together on. This opportunity is enormous now for particularly young Hoosiers, and let's make sure it's Hoosiers that sees it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor. Anytime. Yeah, all right. How'd you go, Kate?